A delegation from Northeast Louisiana visited Washington, D.C. last week. The group met with Department of Transportation officials regarding a grant application through the Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery, or TIGER, program. One of the members of the group making the trip was Monroe Chamber of Commerce President Sue Nicholson. Sue, what project was addressed in the grant application when we talk about this TIGER grant?
Well, the specific grant application was the Kansas Lane Connector Garrett Road Interchange, and it with the focus on the Kansas Lane Connector.
For those who may not be familiar, what exactly is that project involved there?
What it will do is connect 165 at Forsyth and run kind of just north of the university, tie into Highway 80 at Kansas Lane. So it becomes a direct route from 167 Forsyth to Kansas Lane, and hence the interstate and the airport.
Right. Now, the application fell short, but it did show promise. It went deep into the selection process. What came out of those discussions with those at the department?
Well, you know, when we were writing the grant, it's a very robust grant with emphasis on robust.
Right.
And we learned a lot writing that. It very detailed, requires a lot of research. And so we put a lot of work into it, and you know, we were disappointed that it wasn't funded, but the meeting we had with Federal Highway, what we discovered was that ours made it into the top 10%. And well, that was good, you know, good didn't you know, there was no runner-up.
Right.
So the top 5% were the projects that were funded. I think in total there were 850 roughly grants that are applications that were submitted. And only 46 of those were funded.
And looking to reapply for this grant?
Absolutely. Working on it now. And, you know, what we know is that being in the top 10% isn't good enough. We've got to do enough work to revise it to get up to the top 5%.
Right. Deadline on that is coming up in March, correct?
Mid-March, that's
right.
Correct.
So from there, when would we expect to possibly hear word on the next round?
They've actually been moving those pretty quickly. You know, so it would be, I know, before the fall elections, obviously, for political reasons. You know, so sometime probably in May or June, we would know whether we have that or not. Now, the schedule for obligating the funds is really very quick. What they want with these grants, you know, and hence in the name, the Generating Economic Recovery, they want to see projects that can very rapidly go to construction.
Right. Now, the chamber worked with the city on writing this grant, you know, and things like the TIGER grant. How was that a benefit to both parties, the chamber working with the city and vice versa in applying for something like
that? Well, you
know,
certainly the city has the technical experience. They have access to some of the engineering. And, for example, the meeting with Federal Highways, we could not have done without a city official there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we clearly understand the city as the applicant. And what the chamber brings to the equation is in these grants, they're looking at how a road project can lead to short-term and long-term job growth. Well, that comes out of the business community. So we had, I think, something in the neighborhood of 50 support letters. It would have been a little harder for the city to get those. We can do that fairly rapidly.
Monroe Chamber of Commerce President Sue Nicholson, my guest this morning. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.